Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Who was the brain surgeon that decided this was a good idea?
This is Every Billy's Joke from the month of July.
My second name, Jimmy. Humour.
No.
So, the joke.
Second name's Bill.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Rebs.
Anthony William Humour Brownless.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, where are we William, going with it today?
That's his third name.
Anthony William Humour Bins Brownless. Yeah, right. Now, we've been talking about this bloke a bit today, Jim.
Who?
He's a big forward at the Fremantle Footy Club. He slipped over. We all had a laugh about that. And we're calling him Dick Tracy,
yeah,
of course.
Josh Tracy, but he goes by the nickname of Dick Tracy after the great cartoon character.
That's it. So this is a little joke about Dick Tracy, okay?
Right.
I went up to a lady the other day, Jim, and I said, "Do you like Dick Tracy?" She said, "Yes, I do. And my name's Sharon."
Oh, no.
Jim.
No. Look at Anthony William. Look at this
Bins.
Idiot. Look
Humour
at old
Brownless.
Bins Brownless. Old September Brownless.
Oh, he's back. Oh. He's back.
I reckon that's maybe the fourth time yes. he stole that one.
Looks like that might be a cross and a cross. You know what's happened, Jim. It's bloody been hard. I've been trying to organise a hide-and-seek tournament, okay?
Yes.
But good players, they're really hard to find.
Oh, no.
You reckon you can find them? Like, oh. This is hard. I cannot
can't
find
be. That can't be.
I can't that, find Jim.
That can't be the joke.
That's it, Jim.
Hide-and-seek tournament. Because there are lots of them on. You're knocked over in the rush to get to those.
Well,
you are an idiot.
I haven't got
seriously.
Any competitors yet. There's no one has joined
oh,
up.
Oh, no.
I just can't find them.
Finish up. Oh. A disappointing finish to a really good show.
Absolute
thicket. Stop playing that. Righto, family out there, get ready. Yes, you'll be on the floor laughing in a minute. I got a taxi yesterday, Jim, after the show. I was just going down here, and the old mate driver said, "Do you mind if I put some music on?" I said, "Not at all, old cobber." He said, "Kiss." I said, "Well, just listen to the music and let's see how we go."
Oh, no.
But if you would have asked me, Jim, you would have said, "Chris."
Yeah. That's funnier. That's actually how you should have told the joke. That's funnier.
Yeah, Kiss. He wanted to put on a bit of Kiss.
Well, let's see how the music goes and we'll take it from there.
Take it from there, Jim.
That's it, Bill. Yeah.
3 from 3 this week, Jim. That must be said.
No, you're not.
And then today, and then tomorrow's a good one too. I already know what I'm...
No, that won't be, and the already, three weren't good. But anyway, what about today?
Done it. An old guy was working out, Jim, at the gym. Jim. When he spotted a young girl walking in the gym. Jim.
Yes.
He asked the trainer standing next to him. Jim. What?
There's a medical reason why Bill's behaving the way he is.
What machine should I use to impress that girl over there? Jim. He looked him up and down to the old bloke and he said, "I would recommend the ATM out the front."
Oh, no.
That's the machine he's got to get.
That's it, Bill. Yes.
Get a bit of money, I think he needs, Jim, at the gym.
Yeah.
That was actually more funny, wasn't it?
No, a lot more funny than the punchline. Yeah, Bill.
Well, I got carried away with myself. Don't call me Bill. You never call me Bill, Jim.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? 'Cause you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Oh, we're getting rid of that.
No. If you want.
Jim, what has 6 legs and is in the middle of a paddock?
What?
A ram doing a Yui.
Oh, no.
Ram, Jim.
No, I get it.
He's doing a Yui.
Yeah, no, I get a Yui bit. Yeah.
Yui. Jim, what do you think? Jim, what do you think, Ramsey?
No.
Oh, sheep. You'd be sheepish about that.
That was one of Rodney's, wasn't it? Can you make a U-turn? I can make her eyes pop. Come on, Rodney.
Come on, Jim.
Can't be telling jokes like that, Bill. They're not a props.
Well, they are. I'll tell you what, our New Zealand friends. Oh, do they love it. Hard to find a good joke, a good clean joke, as you know, Jimmy, but I just found this one.
You find them very hard to find.
I went to the pub last night, which I did, and this is last week. I went to the pub last week dressed as a tennis ball, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. I got served straight away.
Oh, no.
He went to the pub dressed like a tennis ball, and he got served straight away. Yeah, so just a big, boring story.
And he takes him a green T-shirt to look like that.
So. No, oh, rabbits! Unless the
rabbits
waiting
with something. Might have been double folded. I put it on.
Oh, no. Leave
it as. Do you hear the bad, bad news that the inventor of fairy bread has died, Jim? It's going to be hundreds and thousands at his funeral. Jim. My wife, not Jim, hasn't moved. Jimmy hasn't moved. Hundreds and thousands at the funeral, Jim.
Right, so you go with another one.
No,
so
no.
That can't be the only joke you got.
My wife told me I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. This is yours, Rab. Do you like this? You should have seen her face when I drove past her. Look at Rab's lights. Oh, you're laughing.
I'm laughing at
you. No, you're laughing. Rab's laughing. Everyone's laughing.
He's trying not to laugh.
Oh, Rab, he loves it.
Funny, Rab.
Do you like that, Rab?
It was quite funny.
Oh, there we go.
It had the first one.
What do you say?
Hundreds.
Have you ever? That's just an entree. Little chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab
for entree.
Well done to the Bucks. How good was that?
And
well
nicely
done to
done.
The Aussies who won overnight in the cricket, the first one day, Jim.
Yep.
So I have a little cricket joke for you.
Have you?
Just go with me here, Jim.
Oh, no.
What do I have, Jim, if I have one cricket ball in one hand and another cricket ball in the other hand? What do I have, Jim?
What?
A bloody big cricket.
Oh, no.
It's a big cricket, Jim. It's got big balls.
Oh, that is just appalling.
No, that's not bad. That's
it's bad.
Big cricket.
Our audience.
Well,
our
Jill
audience
gave me.
Demand better than that.
Well, Jill gave me five jokes,
Jill.
And that's the best.
Jill.
There's a Fruity Friday there, but come on, Jill. You got to lift. You got to get better. Jillian, I tell you what,
how
you'll be.
How are
back
you
to
blaming
higher.
Jill?
Because that's
this is your segment. You're meant to source these jokes.
Well, there's no sourcing going on, Jim. Let me tell you, there's no source here. I'll tell you what's tropical, Jim. No, even topical. Topical, Jim. Topical. Because we did spoke about Jeff Bezos yesterday. What's the millionaire's name?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. We spoke about him yesterday.
Yeah.
Why did Jeff Bezos get divorced, Jim?
Why?
He needed more space. That's just a little entree, but it's a good one.
No,
I like
no, it.
It
isn't. No, it isn't a good one.
You don't like it?
No, it's not good.
All right, then. What about this? You wouldn't believe this during our holidays, Jim. I went and visited the birthplace of the man who invented the toothbrush.
Ah.
And guess what?
What?
There was no plaque. Jim, there was no plaque. So
look, Rats doesn't want to laugh because he knows how crap it is.
He likes it,
but
Rats.
He just can't help himself.
Get your little fat cheeks in. Come on. You had your wisdom teeth.
No, not
what's happened to you? What's happened to you? Actually, lockdown's not good for you.
No, it's not.
Billy. Hey,
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Oh. Righto, Jimmy boy. A school teacher asked her students to make a sentence containing the word I presume. Okay, presume.
Yes.
That's two words.
Yeah.
Well, a set expression or whatever, mm-hmm. I presume. Yes. Better than contagious, Jim, this one.
Yeah.
One little girl put up a hand and she said, yesterday my mother hand washed the dinner dishes and I presumed that the dishwasher was broken. Very good, said the teacher. Next one. This morning my father drove the Volkswagen out of the garage. I presume that the BMW wouldn't start. Oh, excellent. And, of course, little Johnny's
Johnny.
Johnny. Little Johnny. Always little Johnny. Jim.
Naughty little bastard.
Got it. Exactly right. He's got his hand up out the back of the classroom. Okay, little Johnny, I'll give you a go. Yesterday, I saw Grandpa leave the house with a newspaper wrapped under his arm and headed to the bush. I presume that the teacher interrupted. She knew what I think little Johnny was going to say.
Yep.
Yes. I stopped you because you have no idea what your grandfather was going to do, so you can't presume anything. Johnny said, please, teacher, let me finish my sentence. Oh, okay, little Johnny. As I was saying, I saw Grandpa heading for the bush with a newspaper under his arm. I presumed he was going for a shit because he can't read. Not bad from little Johnny. He's a naughty little bastard, Jim, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Naughty, naughty Johnny.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, that's a fruity Friday. That makes us all happy inside. And then we just bounce off to work or the pub. We weren't in lockdown. Have a good weekend, Jim.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do, Rep.
I was just thinking of something. And they're happy. Jim, what has two grey legs and two brown legs?
What?
An elephant with diarrhoea.
Oh, no.
What?
So he's pooed on his legs.
You don't have to explain it. Everyone knows what that
means.
That's
what it is.
Poor old elephant.
Yeah.
Didn't know. He's walking away. Thinks he's a chance. Going over. He's found a herd over there.
I reckon when you've got diarrhea, you're thinking about getting the option.
Well, he thought he was a chance.
Come on.
Saw the old Mrs. Elephant. And no good now. Jimmy's out.
Oh, no.
You know, elephants can't jump. Oh, good feedback on my joke yesterday, the elephant, Jim. Grey leg and the brown leg.
Yeah, no,
it was good. All right, here's one here. You wouldn't believe this. This is a joke, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Case, well, we get that.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. My wife told me that sex is better on holidays.
Mm.
Not the best postcard I've ever received.
Oh, no.
She's away.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill. And I got that.
She just sees me.
Oh, no.
As badly as you slaughtered the joke, I still got... the punchline. I still understood it. It just wasn't funny.
Ever smoked after sex, Jim, have you? I've never looked.
To follow a bad joke up with one that's worse.
I don't know if we can go with that one, to be honest. Hard to find one, Jim, but I might have got one here for you.
All right, come on then.
You won't believe this, Jim. I know you won't. But I'm actually in the process of writing a stage production based on puns.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's a play on words.
Oh, no.
It's a play, Jim, on words. Yeah. It's a pun.
Yep.
P-U-N.
So the good thing about this for me, Rabbits, is because it's a pre-recorded show, we can actually get rid of that.
Yeah. That doesn't deserve plastic.
No.
Right.
Okay, so we go again.
And you wouldn't believe yesterday I was driving around Geelong, Jim, just as I do there.
Yes.
Only 5 Ks from my house.
Yes.
And I found myself behind an ambulance, an ambo. Right, I was behind this
ambulance.
And there was this small metal box sitting on the back of the bumper bar of the ambulance.
Yes.
So you wouldn't believe it. He went around a corner. I'm following him. And this box flew off the bumper bar and landed in the curb.
Right.
Landed there, Jim.
Yes.
So me being a good Samaritan, I pulled over and got the box. And when I opened it, there was a human toe there in the box.
In the box.
So they obviously, it was a bit of a rush. They had to get it to hospital, maybe. Yeah. So very serious sort of a scene. So I jumped into action, Jim.
Yes.
And I took it to the Geelong Hospital,
Yes.
And said, I was following this ambulance and arrived here. And this is a box I found that come off the back of it. They said, thank God for that, because the ambo has lost a toe. We need the toe.
That's it.
So I said, all right, then, so what are you going to do? Is the ambulance going to come and collect it? She said, no, we've called a tow truck.
Oh, no. What the hell? Can you believe it?
Jim, they called a tow truck to come and get it.
Because it's a tow. Oh, no. As I said, the Olympics bring the worst out in him.
Oh, because I am Olympic'd out. I'm Olympic out.
Mac Hawkins? Or Matt Horton?
Matt Horton, my man that I beat. Okay, Jimmy boy. Why did the pine tree fall over, Jim?
Why?
Because he had too many cones.
Oh, no.
Jim. Too many cones.
Yeah, I got the joke.
Lopsided and went bang.
Yeah. Look at Rosie Walton just looking through the glass going, what is that? Like, it's just so disappointing, isn't it? When you have a good week and you have a good show, it's been an amazing show.
Rosie would understand that joke.
And then you just finish with that.
She loves pine trees.
Now, that's funny. Why didn't you go with that?
Oh, another good week, Jim.
Not really.
Well, tomorrow we're on, aren't we? We've got a podcast. That's good. Number one in Australia. Righto, Jimmy, a fruity one. Sorry to those who take offence.
That's how he's starting.
And for those who don't, good on you. Upon hearing that her elderly grandfather had passed away, Jim.
Grandfather?
Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, he had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning.
Jeez.
Horrified, Katie told the grandmother, she said, geez, two people nearly 100 years old having sex. Now that's surely asking for trouble, Gran. She said, oh, no, no, dear. Many years ago, we realised our advanced age and we figured out the best time to do it. Have sex.
Yeah, you. Thank you, Bill.
To do it was when the church bells would start to ring.
Mm.
And it was just the right rhythm, Jim.
Right.
Nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous.
Right.
Okay. You're just simply in on the ding.
Oh, no.
And out on the dong.
Oh, no. Bill, that's not a probe.
She paused, Jim, by the way, to wipe away a tear. But she continued, and he'd still be alive if that ice cream truck hadn't turned up.
No. Bill.
The ice cream, Jim. Bill. Ding, 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 dong, dong, dong. Imagine old Popsy. Oh, geez, Jim. No wonder he had a heart attack, Jim.
Oh, no.
That's it, mate. Poor old Gramps.
Green sleeves or whatever that bloody thing is.
That's it. Old Gramps heard that and he's had a heart attack, Jim.
For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.